Hello, everybody. It is Adam Morris. It's your boy, Conspiracy Industries. Today is Monday, 9th of July, 2018. I hope you're all having a fucking brilliant day. You know what struck me today is that we're into July. How fast is this year going? It's incredible, really, when you think how fast it's going. Gosh, I moved to Los Angeles full time in February. And it's just flown. 6 months. Wow, 6 months. It's always incredible. I always think I can do more than I actually can in a month. Every time it's a new month, I'm always super motivated in what I'm doing. I look at my to-do list and I'm like, yeah, this month, this month, this month. And the truth is, it never is this month. It's always months later. But that's a different story. Today, I want to talk to you about small wins. I want to talk to you again about small wins, okay? And I got off the phone to my best friend. He lives in Valencia. I had an hour-long chat with him catching up today, and something struck in my mind about the small wins. I talk about the small wins, and I think I talked about them when I was drunk in the park a few episodes ago. And the importance of small wins is really, really, as a producer, and to all my audio producers out there, small wins is really important when you're trying to tackle the long game of something as in depth and as expertise as like producing music. So for example, what I mean by small wins is it's really simple. If you're a producer and you're feeling like you're not learning anything and you're not developing, okay, even if you learn a new technique that might seem really, really simple, okay, if you use that new technique or think about that technique at any point, that's a win. You have learned a new method of producing music. There are a million and one ways to produce a song, to mix it well, to master it well, to write it well. And it's all about tools in the toolbox. So what I'm saying about the small wins today with production is if you're feeling really stale and you're feeling really, oh, I'm stuck in a rut, I keep producing the same music, take a step away. Go and learn some new techniques. Get on YouTube. Gosh, I did this the other day. I went on YouTube and just Googled random Ableton projects. Random Ableton techniques, should I say. And I learned something new and it's transformed it. Super simple, okay? Super, super simple. Some small little tip that just makes my workflow a little bit quicker. I've been producing for over 10 years and I didn't know that you could do this one little trick that saves me loads of hassle. That is a small win. That is development. That is a step in the right direction. So today, what I want you to do, go away, go on YouTube and learn one new technique. And if you can learn one new technique today in Ableton, okay, or Logic or whatever fucking DAW you decide to use, okay, make sure if you learn one new technique today, today has been a positive day and you have taken something, you've done something good, and that is a small win. Celebrate, pat yourself on the back. That is a step in the right direction for whatever you want to do as a producer. I hope you're having a brilliant day. Today's been the 9th of July. It's Monday. So get on with it. Get working. Go learn something new. Big love from me as always. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Nice one.